Binary Brewing and The Fan have teamed up for the only Fan IPA available for a limited time. Taste The Fan with Binary Brewing's signature West Coast IPA. Go to Binary Brewing's Beaverton location and ask them about their only Fan. So good! Only The Fan and Binary Brewing can pull it off. Ipa, Ipa, Ipa! I had a nice Ipa yesterday.
Did you?
I did. I've had the OnlyFans. It's good. It's really good.
Great branding.
Great branding. I mean, it just plays with itself, you know, OnlyFans. Did I tell you that OnlyFans is one of my favorite?
Thank you.
Yikes. Now I get that.
I love that I just had to shoot a look to Case. Not a word spoken, just he knows.
I know, and I was like, what are you guys doing? Oh, right, I must have said something dumb. And it's gone. And it's absolutely gone, dude. What is wrong with me today?
You're getting whatever I had, probably.
Oh, man, I really hope not.
Yeah, the brain fog was one of the worst parts of that.
The New York Yankees, we'll just move along. The New York Yankees and the Apollo Global Management are in talks for alternative asset manager to inject between $2 billion and $3 billion into the ML club. This is via Sportico. It would be a combination of debt and equity, according to multiple people familiar with the details. What is Apollo Global Management? Well, according to Google AI, is a massive publicly traded alternative asset manager based in New York City. It invests in private equity credit, such as direct lending and distressed debt, and real assets like infrastructure and real estate. The firm also owns Athene, a major retirement services business that provides annuities and anemones.
Real quick.
What?
What do the Steinbrenners as a family in sports, who do they mimic?
I would go with the Buss family of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Ding, 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 ding. Do they have more money than God? No. Where do they get their money from?
Daddy.
And where did that money come from?
Buying the Yankees.
Ding, 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 ding. The only person who is a mom and pop shop who prints money necessary to keep the team and to keep it in the top rate status is one man and one man only. It's Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
He is the number one sports brand in the world. That is what you need to do outside of being one of the true billionaires. You know what's really fun about this? This is the Yankees crying broke.
I know. I really hate that all we do on the sports radio shows now is just talk about money adjacent situations. But boy,
here's the thing: it was always
gestures
there.
Around the room at look at the economy right now.
But
in
not
America.
Just that; it was always there. Yeah. It's just that we're just becoming significantly more aware of it.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, Hal and Hank, when he was alive, were never big on baseball like Dad was. Mm. They run it like a business, and. It's like, I can never remember his name. It's on the tip of my tongue. The owner of the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. We talked about him months ago.
Yeah, he's
like
I want no, like, I'm not leaving this to my kids.
Yeah, my kids aren't getting this.
Nepo, they'll get the money.
Yeah, they'll get the money, but Nepo hires is, like, they don't love this game as much as I do.
Steve Biscotti. Yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't remember his name. Been thinking about it for
days. I want to say Buscemi, and I'm like, that ain't it.
I've been trying to think about that without using Google search. Like, just like, you're going to get this. But it's been, like, 5 days, and I can't remember it. But he said that I don't want to leave this to my kids because they don't love the Baltimore Ravens like I love football. And I think you're seeing that with Hal right now, who's kind of looking around the room and going, okay, we have some debt. We'll eventually pay it off. We just kick this all down the curb, which is what a lot of businesses do in America. Mm-hmm. And he's probably saying, how do I get out of this? Now, the real question I ask you is why? Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to get out of this? Sure, you got some debt. I'm sure everybody's got some debt. I'm not killing you for that. But why are you cleaning the books up? What's the point of this?
What do you usually do before you sell something?
Clean the books up. What Joe Cronin do for the Blazers before they sold? Clean the books up. Pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine
Commanders.
In my lifetime.
Remember we found out about Dan Snyder in the books?
Not so good.
Not so good, Bob.
I can't believe in my lifetime that I would ever see. I was born in 85. I think George bought him in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Never in my life did I ever think the Yankees would not be owned by Steinbrenner. And that might be the reality here.
And again, to a point to the it's always been this way, we're just becoming more and more aware. Where did Jerry Jones get the money to buy the Cowboys from?
He's an oil guy, isn't he?
Yes, but also the Teamsters.
Oh, is he a big Teamster guy, huh?
Big old chunk of that money came. There's some mob ties to that money.
I like that.
Look, again, the money has always been there, and there's always been, you know, we use some heavy air quotes here, investors.
Yeah.
Like, Jerry Buss, when he bought the Lakers, like, that was a big deal. And he basically put everything he had into it. And then where do you think the money came from out of that? Mm-hmm. The Lakers making money. And again, they sold it for a $10 billion valuation. They made out okay.
Hey, something that I didn't know. The investment would be in the Yankees' parent company, Yankee Global Enterprises, YGE, mm-hmm. which also includes 10% of Serie A's AC Milan. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
And why do you think it would
And they own 10% of NYCFC.
Why do you think it would go through the parent company?
Well, probably to clean up everything. I don't think they're selling Yankee Global Enterprises. Well, I mean, maybe they could. Well, because like FSG, it's been reported that Fenway Sports Group, they want out of the baseball. Red Sox, yes. But they don't want out of the Fenway Sports Group business. No. No. But that doesn't mean these guys don't want to either.
But again, why would you be cleaning the books up at the very top?
Because you're getting ready to move some assets.
When I hear that, that's exactly what I think.
I can't believe that. That would be such a crazy thing. How much do the Yankees go for?
Lakers went for 10, so probably.
Probably around there.
Right around there.
What if there's no debt? I'm sure the books were not super clean under the Buss family.
They ran lean.
Okay.
That was the whole thing. It was like
cheap owners?
Yeah.
Did they win titles being cheap owners?
Yes, but they probably also gave some aspiration deals. and they also have
come on down, Tom Dundon.
They also
Danny just said it. He's pro Tom Dundon.
Real quick, do you know what the Lakers' rights fees are for TV?
Oh, they make a lot of money off TV.
Take a wild guess.
Oh, I have no idea.
Just take a guess.
$100 million.
Double it.
$200 million?
Yep.
Dang.
Which is why I've got another doc. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Maybe it's a good Friday topic. The NBA and where they're going with their RSN coupling.
I saw this.
Yeah. This was being highlighted pretty strongly when they signed the new CBA. The new media rights deal. And it's very interesting that all the people that signed over-the-air agreements all had them terminate around the same time. It's very interesting how that lined up.
Boy, who had a worse week than Adam Silver? I don't know if anybody did.
Just
hey, what about Gary Trent Jr.? Hey, what about gambling?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Portland?
Hey, aspiration?
Hey, what about Kawhi?
Hey, remember you're supposed to have that taken care of? I love that he's like, it's very much though, we're all trying to find the guy responsible for this meme. It's like, he's sitting out there saying, yeah, no, you know, that investigation, it should be wrapped up by now. Then why isn't it, Adam? You're literally doing it. What are we doing? You're the league. Say?
You do here.
Exactly. Like exactly.
It was the most pass the buck thing I've ever seen. Like looking around the room like, hey, we're all trying to find out who did this. Who's really responsible for this? Like, isn't that your office? Me? No. That's not me. That's not me. But again, whether it's the Yankees, whether it's the Lakers, the family run business stuff, the Celtics.
Yeah, it's all going bye-bye.
The money is just too big, the debt too large, and even if you print money like the I almost called them the Yankees, the Lakers or Yankees, you have to be as big as the Cowboys in order, hilariously enough, to keep up with the Joneses.
Not, I like what you did.
Come on.
Not to mention that you have unstoppable spending limits and you have the pressure to spend all the time, otherwise the New York media goes bonkers. Mm-hmm. The Steinbrenners definitely want a salary cap. Steve Cohen doesn't care for the Mets.
Yeah, whatever.
He's like, whatever, dude.
I'm burning money anyways.
Yeah, I don't care. When we come back, did I watch the best sporting event of the year so far yesterday? Maybe. Definitely of the tournament. Get a little World Cup vibes next. There's Casey with sports. One last shout out to our friends at Gold PDX for hosting us yesterday for the semifinal of the World Cup. That was a lot of blast. Shout out to Paulina, our AE in-house, for making that happen for us. She's been very kind to this show. We owe her a lot.
Indeed. We love going out there. It's a blast.
It was a lot of fun. Things got pretty wild at the end of that game.
Yeah, after I left, huh?
After you left. Well, Anthony Gordon scores this goal in the 55th minute, and England deserved it. Like, mm-hmm. They were winning this game, and then the strangest thing, it's not really strange. You see it happen all the time, but rarely does it work. About 5 minutes later, England goes, you know what? Let's just park the bus. And they sat there and played defense against Lionel Messi and an Argentinian team who was relentlessly hammering the box. And what happens? Enzo Fernandez scores in the 85th. 6 minutes later, there he is. There's that guy, Lautaro Martinez.
Every time he subs on, he scores.
Super sub.
I just like, play the guy.
I hate that guy so much. I don't like Enzo Fernandez either. And guess who delivered both balls in? Well, that would be Lionel Messi. Let's not forget that Alexis McAllister also hit the post twice, one on each side, and Jordan Pickford made some amazing saves in that game. What Thomas Tuchel decided to do in that moment, hey, this is all working. This is working. We're winning. You know what? Let's change it.
I don't get you know what it screams to me? Let's play for PKs.
I think they thought they could play for 1-0.
You think so?
I do.
Well, I'm saying, like, worst case scenario. We'll play for PKs.
Because it was shortly after that that, let me see, when's the last one? In the 81st minute, Argentina was out of subs. And if you go to extra time, that's going to be a slog of a game and then probably go to a shootout. But the idea of...
Argentina said, we're not doing that.
The idea of England parking the bus. You look at this momentum thing, the momentum tracker that we have now in the game. It is heavy England until the goal scores. After the goal, England doesn't appear once.
I don't...
Look, man,
it's a complete opposite of Poch.
Agreed.
They picked up that red. And they doubled down on who they were.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Belgium game notwithstanding, they said, this is our identity. Mm-hmm. And England has been a progressive, attacking, pressure squad the entire World Cup.
Yeah, there was a lot of unfortunate stuff, too, that came across through that situation as well. Like, Jude Bellingham was gassed. He was doing a lot of extra work on defense, and they needed him to. But then I saw a big push, a big counterattack, and I was like, oh, where's Jude? Where's Jude? It was kind of one of those moments where you felt, this is that classic England goal we've seen in the last three rounds. Look, I know I have been really hard on Argentina throughout this whole tournament. I think they've been lucky to win a lot of games. I think the gods smiled in their favor for once. Look, refereeing was fantastic yesterday, I thought. I thought it was great. I got no issue with it. It was chippy. It was physical.
Shout out MLS ref who let it go. And early on, it was those first 15 minutes were contentious. And you know what? He looked around when it got a little too out of pocket, and he's like, all right, you're going to make me do this? Fine. Yellow, yellow, yellow. Everyone shut up. I've set the standard. We're allowing physicality. Figure it out. Which, heaven forbid, you let a game just play out. And you saw both sides kind of, you know, bleeping and complaining, just back and forth about, you know, well, what about this? What about this? Like, I'm letting the little guy, who's the greatest player we've ever seen, get bullied.
He did let him.
And if he gets bullied, guess what?
Y'all are getting bullied. Yeah, I love that he let them have that approach. Also, that's kind of the English way in the Premier League. It's a physical league.
Outside of the MLS, of the Premier Leagues in the world, the Premier League is the most physical.
Without a doubt. I mean, Liga MX is scary.
I said, of the
big ones.
Of the big four, big five,
yes.
It is the most physical.
There's a reason Lionel has never played in the Premier League.
He doesn't want to go over there. Look, and
I don't want to do that.
I'm not going to say it's taking away from him, but it wears on guys. And if you go look at rosters in the Premier League, where do you find the biggest players in the world playing?
Usually in the Premier League, yeah.
It's a bigger league.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think this is the worst loss in England history.
Because you had everything?
You're up 1-0 in a semifinal against Argentina. You got Argentina again for the third time in the World Cup. But the other two were in quarterfinals. Dude, you haven't been to a semifinal since 1966. You're up a goal and kind of dominating this game. That game was going exactly how I thought it would. And then Anthony Gordon gets subbed off for Konsa? Wait. You're bringing in a central defender for the attacking winger who Barcelona just bought for $130 million? Why? And then you start seeing some of these other substitutions. Dan Byrne comes on for Reece James. It's like, because he's tall? But Reece, like, creates. And then you see Nico Reilly come in for Declan. I think Declan was wasted there.
Yeah.
But you waited until the 96th minute to put in Marcus Rashford. You left Bukayo Saka on the bench. You left Madueke on the bench.
Like, if you wanted to pull Gordon out and you went with Rashford?
I'm totally fine with that.
I get it.
I got no problem with that. But the idea
Let's get fresh legs because we're running. We're running hard. We're counterattacking hard. Maybe Gordo's tired. Maybe, you know, maybe he ain't got it. Maybe whatever it is.
And to Panda on the YouTube who's saying, worse than the hand of God, WTF you on, Harris. Yeah, man, I think it's worse than the hand of God. Diego Maradona punched the ball into the goal that's not on England.
Yeah.
He cheated. Okay? Beck's red card 98, that's on him.
Yeah.
That's on him. That's cleats up right to the leg. This is a semifinal of a game you were dominating, and your coach decided to change tactics from what was working? Guess what happened, too? The crowd got into it.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd got into it.
How did the crowd react coming out of halftime for Argentina on site at goal?
A little quiet.
Mm-hmm.
A little quiet.
What happened when they scored?
When England scored?
No.
When Argentina scored? Mm-hmm. Dude, I thought they were going to burn down the corner of 18th and Hawthorne.
What do you think it was like in that building? From the time they evened it up.
It's just the first goal. When Argentina scored the first goal, I was like, this thing's done.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they sneak it out, but I think this thing's done. I'm looking at the FOTMob ratings. You know I was telling you about this?
Oh, yeah.
Highest rated England player, that'd be Declan Rice at 7.6. The highest rated player of the game is on Argentina. Who do you think it is?
I mean, it's Messi. And then their entire midfield.
Kid's good.
Did anybody for England in the midfield rate higher than Argentina's midfield?
Declan, but if you're looking at colors here, England has two greens and all yellow and all oranges, and Argentina has 1, 2, 3, 4 oranges, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 greens and a blue.
Mm-hmm.
Blue is what you want.
The blue's good,
and that's Lionel up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think you blew it.
Let me guess. England subbed off the two positive players. I mean, I know the answer is yes.
Declan had to come. Yes, the two positive players were subbed off. Declan and Reece James. Declan is exhausted from a Champions League final and winning the Premier League, and Reece James is constantly hurt, but you are correct. You are correct. Both players with greens were subbed
off. And
again,
neither Rashford till late.
The 96th minute.
And no Saka.
No Bakayo.
Rami, again, who are two of the most positive attacking players in the world?
I mean, Bakayo, if he's healthy.
Again.
But Rashford has looked good this tournament.
All things considered. I mean, look, I mean, critical is the wrong word. I've been critical of Argentina for like, hey, you know, you guys haven't had great first halves. Maybe you should start Lautaro. Maybe you should get him out there because every time he gets on the pitch, that ball's ending up at the back of the net.
I hate that guy.
What's he got 5 goals now?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
I swear he's got 4 or 5.
Let's see here.
Like, it seems like every single time he's subbed in, he's scored. He's been nuts. It's like, come on, man.
He's got 3.
He's got 3, okay.
All of which came this tournament. Yep.
Yeah.
3 in his career.
And all his subs. For a team that's struggling to score, it's like...
He played 9 minutes, technically, because you don't count stoppage time.
Yeah.
He played 9 minutes and had a goal.
I mean, he's probably played collectively 40 minutes.
Well, I think you can safely say that Lionel Messi is probably the greatest player in the world, whether he wins this World Cup or not. Look,
what's he got, 12 points in this World Cup? 8 goals, 4 assists?
I already thought that Messi was the GOAT after winning the last World Cup. If he pulls this off against Spain, step aside, friends. Come on down, buddy. It's all yours.
I don't know what you do with it.
I don't think you do anything with it. I think you just accept it and move on.
Remember the whole idea of like, well, he's old. I don't know if he still got it.
Yeah, but we've talked about this for weeks now about this tournament. Changed his game. Miami let him change his game and let him do the wander around thing and turn it on when he needed to turn it on. And Argentina has adapted to that as well. And yesterday's the most I saw him run of the entire tournament. Mm-hmm. You could there was a moment that Argentina could tell, whoa, 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 guys. We can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Messi was at that forefront. That's why he has the armband. Messi's there saying, we can do this, guys.
Chill.
And guess what?
We got this.
They did.
I wonder how much the Egypt game gave them that.
Had to have. Gives them that belief.
Mm-hmm.
I also wonder if they knew that England would choke. Didn't see him choke like this.
Remember,
but
we talked about it. The ghosts.
Great does a team like Cabo Verde look right now?
They look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They look like wrong group. Wrong side of the bracket. Otherwise, they'd be further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Imagine Cabo Verde in the semifinal.
That'd be amazing. I mean, Morocco was in the semifinal 4 years ago. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but they're not an island nation of 300,000 people.
That is also true.
The size of Connecticut.
Yeah.
That is also true.
Nuts.
When we come back, Web Gems, everybody's favorite, 105.1 The Fan.